G'day listeners, you're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydy, the basketball blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL super coach.
That's right, it is a new era for fantasy basketball for the NBL, and it's a new era for the basketball blokes, having covered the NBL fantasy game for the prior five seasons and having a little bit of success along the way, mind you. Personally, I finished highest of the group last season, making me the reigning top bloke with a 14th place finish.
And although I was first for a lot of that season, Benny, my highest finish was 8th the year prior.
Hold my beer, fellas. I've had a couple of top 10 finishes, remember? So I'm definitely not claiming the title of ordinary bloke.
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure how I claim top bloke status there, given I've got the worst ranking out of the lot of us. But it's probably a good time for me to tell you that we are brought to you today by our Patreon supporters.
Yes, and you can head to patreon.com/basketballblokes if you want access to Banksy's captains from round 3 onwards.
Not just the most loved Banksy's captains, we also send advanced stats in a weekly email throughout the year, but what you need to do is sign up now so you get access to our Patreon leagues and the preseason cheat sheet.
We put copies of the old cheat sheets on the website, which is basketballblokes.com. where we also have our live scoring and our Discord live game chat.
That's it, Benny. And you can sign up to the Discord group by becoming a Patreon, where you can complain to us about how you can't follow along because we have too many player nicknames.
And if you'd like to provide such feedback at a discount, you can sign up for our 12% Big Banger of a discount for subscribing annually. Everyone knows who Banger is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for your support. Let's get to the pod. All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Three blokes setting out to make super coach history. So many things that we cannot wait to see. When do we get onto the source? Perhaps a twoies or some bubbles? Or is it Miller time to celebrate our players' double-double? Party with bangers and some rock by DJ Mitchell. Is he a lock? The Kings can bring the chips like Jonah Bolden brought the dip. Will we get Albridge quick? Or at least very soon? We think it's Taron Armstrong that is going to the moon. How do we read our next stars? Are you superstitious? Impressive, Johnson Alex. The competition's Rips the Vicious. Robert said no Franks, so they got Franklin instead. They signed some wily veterans. Do they get over the humps ahead? The finalists have been all action, with Vin Diesel and Denzel. Couldn't beat them, so they went cheat them. Who's fast and furious as well? Can't have a pair of Sams, but can they fill Pinder's shoes? And can we pair some Jordans when Crawford's small and Hunter's huge? Will Cummings hit a shot? JLA has hurt his wrist. With no AC, does Kel run hot? And is Huck Porty worth the risk? And Adams is back with his family. Let's usher in a new era of fantasy. G'day listeners, you're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydy, the basketball blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL super coach. And now it's time for the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix pre-blitz team preview.
Creek walks into a three. Oh yeah! Mitch Creek strapping the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix to his back. The Southeast Melbourne Phoenix have fought out one of the most epic encounters we've seen in the Hungry Jacks NBL.
Getting pumped, Benny.
Oh yes, I mean, seven podcasts into our pre-blitz preview, so I needed something to pump us up here. The schedule will probably pump us up a bit later, but Creaky has some new teammates this season. Who knows how many will actually make the court, but they are Gorjok Gak, Matt Kenyon, Reese Vaig, Ben Eyre, Craig Muller and Will Cummings are some of the other ones, and a couple of the key losses though are Ryan Brockhoff and Trey Cal. And I should probably mention, he's not highlighted here, but I'll put Junior Mudd in there for Banksy as well.
It's a big loss, guys.
It is a big loss.
It's a big loss.
But where they don't lose out is in the schedule.
Failing to plan is planning to fail. It's time for the Schedulizer.
I think the Phoenix actually have the most important schedule to kick off the season. So they got back-to-back doubles. They're the only team alongside Adelaide that have the back-to-back doubles in rounds 1 and 2.
Good start.
But they have the double in round 4 as well. Round 4, I've got my arm because there is only 3 teams on the double in round 4, being Adelaide, Melbourne and the Phoenix. So for me, they have the most important schedule, if you like, to kick off the season when we're creating our initial squads.
Are they different from Adelaide at all? Because, I mean, they both have the round four, and I think it just the tail end of that is where they get the better schedule,
round
right?
Six.
And probably the better players, Benny.
Well, that is... I hope so. Jeez, I hope so as a South East Melbourne fan.
Wowee.
And speaking of South... Have we converted him? Is he on board? Is that what happened last night?
After last night.
Well, Banksy went and attended the game last night, so I'm looking forward to his insights. Maybe you should do the position battles. No, we'll leave that to Boardy. Boardy's battles. What are some of the position battles in the rolling roster?
Not sure what's going on with the Sam Feeney. Maybe there's a little bit of a battle there in that small forward or minutes behind Creek type situation. You've got Craig Muller there, Ruben Tarangi, Reece Vaig, all vying for that three... A little bit four, back up 4 minutes.
God, Reece Vaig was five last night. Ugh.
Yes, and then apart from that, it's really kind of set in stone. You've got Brown and Cummings are the starters in the backcourt with Eyre and Kenyon or Foxwell or that sort of... You're not going to touch probably either any of those guys, I'd say, the backup guys, I mean. Yeah. The big one's probably the small forward starter. Is it Craig Muller? Is it Ruben? You know, what's going on there? So, that's pretty much it.
Okay, looking at some of the preseason scores, really interrupted preseason, but we've got the big dog, Mitch Creek, second most expensive player in the game. He's averaged 31 Supercoach points, but what did he actually have last night when everyone depended on him? He had the 44
from 32 points.
Yeah, so this is... we had his finger strapped earlier on. He sort of played limited minutes last time. Played some bigger minutes last night. And Creaky's not someone we're going to be discussing much further, but that could be because we want to keep him to ourselves. But, yeah, he's going to be depended on, fair to say.
Extremely important with Sauce on the sidelines.
I think if you want to go and check out every South East Melbourne player preseason score, go to our Patreon page. You can see the highest averages, points per minute, and the points per dollar to get those value players, but there's one special segment we need to bring in here.
The Injury Report with Dr. Boyd.
Some would say the best segment each and every podcast, so we have it. In a bit of trouble at South East Melbourne at Phoenix,
I think this is the Boyd's battle. How many doctors can they get in to treat all their players?
Exactly. I think this is the problem. The news, obviously, is that Alan Big Sauce Williams out for an extended period of time with a knee. It's getting operated on tomorrow morning. Gorjok Gak is also out with an ankle, didn't play last night. Matt Kenyon also out with a foot at the moment, didn't play last night. Gary Brown still with the concussion symptoms, I think.
No, there was a tweet by Mick Randall. He had an ankle tweak. He was held out of practice. It seems precautionary.
Obviously, as a doctor, I know that concussions can sometimes lead to ankle tweaks.
Of course.
So that makes complete sense to me.
It was clearly off balance.
Exactly. Makes complete sense to me. So, but did not play either last night. So, two starters and one in Gorjak Gak, I would think, is going to be playing some decent minutes at Sam Phoenix. So, big outs.
Yeah, some big outs. Muller's first game in over 12 months after coming back from a fractured kneecap. So, like, it's just the continuing injury curse. But Big Sauce, we asked the poll, Boydie. 51% of people wanted to know about Big Sauce. Why are we going to miss old Big Sauce?
Well, Big Sauce, I reckon, was shaping up. I actually had him parked in there for as my captain round 1-2 already at this stage. Because what we'd been hearing and has been said in the media a little bit is he's just come back fitter. Look stronger, look maybe dropped a couple of kegs, maybe start a little bit heavy before the season last year. Probably wouldn't say that to his face, but so it looks like he's in a happy place, and I reckon he was just set up to ball out, I reckon, and now obviously this injury is going to put him on the back burner a little bit. But in saying that, if he's the fittest he's looked for some time, maybe he comes back quite quickly from the injury and it doesn't quite set him back as much as you would think. But it's a knee, it needs a surgery.
And
it's a bit of worry.
The word is 8 weeks. The word is potentially injury replacement import. But you wouldn't have known it. Being at the game last night, he was on the bench.
Yep.
And he was as energetic as any player I've ever seen on the bench.
Nice.
Constantly around his players, his teammates, jumping up and down, screaming. I was about 15 rows back, and it felt like he was sitting next to me. You could hear him word
well,
for word.
They did lose their team captain in Kyle Adnam, as well as an out for the season as well. So maybe Source is this sort of designated captain, maybe
spiritual leader. Mm, spiritual. He's not the official captain, but probably worth a little bit of a segue then, because Gorjok Gak is the potential replacement for Alan Williams, and he has the ankle injury. Was there some mention of moon boot?
It was an official tweet to us a little bit earlier that suggests he's still in a moon boot.
So we've had moon boot Magne's saga previously.
Hopefully we can get a little bit more insight there.
That's right. So this is what we're hoping to see in the Blitz, is that Gorjok Gak plays, because I was very excited that this was a massive upgrade. Our big question in the position battle would have been, can we play Source and Gorjok side by side going into it? But it doesn't look like that's going to happen to start off the season. Massive watch, as Banksy mentioned. There could be an injury replacement import come in if the injury is long enough. So you need to know that before you put Gorjok Gak in
your
team.
Yes, I would think so. You're talking 140K player available as a centre or a forward. Mm-hmm. I mean, the potential's there.
It's going to start.
If he's fit.
He'll start maybe if they don't get an injury replacement.
With the good schedule.
Yeah. So we'll have to, pending that ankle injury, I am very, very excited. And the restructure to move Cotton out of my team, as I discussed in the Perth preview, was to get Gorjok into my team just to see what it looked like. Now, he averaged 20, which is what he's priced at last season. That's in the fantasy variety. And obviously, it doesn't need to score that many in Supercoach. But when Tyrell Harrison was out, he averaged 35 last season, and Tyrell is good at being out, so he did that over a decent period of time. But he averaged 40 fantasy points per game when both Harrison and Baines missed. So he's going to have fantastic opportunity.
Can rebound.
Massive double-double threat, but he's a great lob threat as well.
So you'd be wanting Brown probably fit as well in that
I think so.
And just noting that, so that 40-ish is around 25 to 30 in the Supercoach scoring system, which is roughly double what his Supercoach average was last year at 12.
Yeah, so I think he would actually be potentially startable on your court if he's putting up those kind of numbers. So we need more information with regards to the ankle injury, but he's going to be back before Source, you'd expect. I have no idea who's going to play center. We could get a new 277K import that might be tickling our fancy. We'll have to wait and see.
Keeks Benson.
G'day, it is Editing Benny here chiming in, because if you want a player to be signed by your club, just get us to do a podcast about them. That seems to be the way it works in our podcasting life, having just finished up recording these. But we did mention earlier that there could be a injury replacement player signed, and that has been the case with Tyler Cook being signed by the South East Melbourne Phoenix as that player replacement for Alan Big Sauce Williams. Now, the numbers are pretty good. This is not going to be a Keith Benson style signing, I dare suggest. A guy who's come straight from the G League in the 2023 year, averaged 15 and 8, and he averaged 18 and 7 the year before. He'll play that, I guess, undersized centre, so we'll be pushing strongly for that centre forward dual eligibility and see if we can get that across the line, because I think it will be appropriate for Tyler Cook. A potential viable option, and looks like we might be playing around to restructure our teams again. This, of course, will potentially impact Gorjok Gak, but apparently he's on the plane and will be here for the Blitz as well, so we will get a look at him.
And last night it was either Creek or Reece Vague against Huck Porty, so something needs to happen there.
Replacements required. So one more player that you laid your eyes on last night was Will Cummings Banksy. What did you see about his game, and obviously played without Gary Brown there?
Now, to be honest, I didn't know a lot about him heading into the game. Gary Brown was obviously out, and that meant more ball handling duties for Will Cummings. He seems to have played everywhere. He's played in the French League. He's played in Greece. He's even played alongside and beside Alan Williams in Russia, I'm reading here as well. So that's an important link. But look, he looked great. He could create his own shot last night. he was obviously well needed with the stocks down, but he can shoot the three, hit a number of threes. He got quite a few steals when I spoke about earlier, when they were to jump onto Huck Porty whenever he got the ball with their lack of bigs there. So he recorded four steals last night. The first game I didn't see where he played. He only recorded 9 Supercoach points, but he did score 12 actual points in the game. But last night, a lot more prevalent. He scored 27 fantasy points from his 18 points and his 4 steals. But
interestingly enough, that was with 5 turnovers last night. There's 27, so imagine what it could have been if there was a couple less there.
But it quite simply was the Creek and Cumming show. It was either one or the other creating their own shot or passing it off to the other, kicking off the other. So, yeah, it obviously didn't have Brown in the team. I guess that's the flag, right? So once Gary's back, that's going to be a lot different. I foresee him not having as much of the ball as he did last night, but with the schedule, he's one to watch in the blitz.
Yeah, 1% owned. I got Trey Cal in my team at the moment. Just I need a guard at around that import price. Cummings is in genuine consideration as a competitor for that Cal spot.
I'm seriously considering him after watching him last night too. I mean, those source shots have to go somewhere, right? And Creek can't take them all, so.
Yeah, I just think that we're going to have Brown as a facilitator. He'll continue in that role. And obviously, Vague tried to put up a stack of shots last night. None of them dropped, but he's going to get plenty of opportunity, and who knows how Moller's going to go at that local price.
As always, you can find us at @bball_blokes on X or formerly Twitter. We are Basketball Blokes on Facebook or www.basketballblokes.com.
G'day there. It's Zach, also known as the Fez, coach of the Fez Monkeys. I got to say, the best part of being a Patreon supporter is the ever-so-helpful Basketball Blokes community. Whether it be team advice, injury news, or Boydie's gifts, the Discord chat has it covered. Also, quite handy for those pesky last-minute player withdrawals.
Hey guys, Denham Melrose here, coach of OK Then. And my favourite part about being a Patreon with the Basketball Blokes is all the data and stats they send through. It's worth far more than they charge, and it couldn't be more handy.
Hi everybody, my name's Ruby and I'm the coach of the McVeigh Times. My favourite thing about being a Patreon supporter is the pre-season cheat sheet and knowing that I'm going to get my team off to the best start, and the Discord chat where everyone helps me see sense after I get a little trade wild.
Hey, I'm Watto and I'm the coach of the Coogee Hornets. If you want to get all the stats, have some great banter with all those like-minded fantasy individuals, make sure you get on board with the Basketball Blokes and become a Patreon.